forget a lagna which is close to the lagna, but not exactly the same. It's going to be close to the lagna. If her lagna is Virgo, how much is your lagna in Virgo?
1 degree and 22 minutes.
48 seconds. So her lagna is 1 degree 22 minutes in Virgo. That is the natural lagna. Natural lagna. But this special lagna, which we call the Bhava lagna, Bhava lagna means the way the brain thinks it is. Is how much?
20 degrees and 40.
It's 20 degrees.
Kumari.
For Mariana. In Virgo. So it's still Kumari. It's still Kumari, 1 degree to Kumari, 20 degrees. What happened? Kumari 1 degree is like the first Dreshkana of Virgo. And this is the third Dreshkana. So there's a major shift out there. What you think, the reality, what you think you are, is different from what you actually are. The brain wants to be the Bhava Lagna all the time. The brain wants to be Bhava Lagna. But that's what you are not. Because Bhava is all in the mind. Bhava is like Bhavana. A thought. I think I'm like this. But you are not like that. It shows the extent to which you are divorced from reality. But the worst situation is, like in the case of Rahul, we found that the lagna is in Leo, but the Bhava lagna has gone to Virgo. What a mess! You see, he thinks he's Virgo, but actually he's Leo. That's a conflict. But if you go more deeper, you will probably find a difference in the nakshatras. But that's a problem. You think that you are a certain lagna nakshatra, but you are really some other lagna nakshatra. That is called the nakshatras are more important because that's how your brain functions. It functions from the nakshatra mandala, the stars in the sky. You got to study this basically in people who have a conflict problem within themselves. Conflict problem within yourself, then you need to study this. Normally the conflict is not so serious, but sometimes people do have a conflict. And nowadays people are talking more openly about it. Okay? I think I was born a girl. Okay, so that means there is a conflict happening in your head. This is why we need to study this. And we need to understand how the lagna nakshatra shift is causing a problem. Is it causing you to think that you are very rich? Is it causing you to think that you are very poor? Is it causing you to think that you are a boy when you are a girl? What is the conflict? There is a conflict, and there is a conflict built in inside each of us. If that conflict was not built in, we would be the total boss of our own intellect. We would have complete control over the mind. But we don't have control. This proves that we are really not controlling our mind. Because the control of the mind is with the lagna. We have control from this point. So the extent to which they are different is the slag. And there could be different nakshatras in between. So nakshatra mismatch can be there. Rashi mismatch can be there. These things cause conflicts. So this another very important area of conflict. Now should I have told this to you or not? In the first batch I did not tell them. I told them this is Bhava Lagna, it's not important, relax. Is it a good thing I told it to you?
Yes, of course. Yes, sir.
No, see that? No, I'm telling you. Many people don't like it. What is the need? I mean, we don't need to know that we have conflict. Look, you are not learning Jyotish for yourself. You are learning Jyotish to be of help to somebody. It's not just about being selfish and yourself. Tomorrow you could have a friend who is really conflicted. How are you going to help the person if you don't have this knowledge? You can help somebody. Fine, you don't like it, don't use it on your chart. I never use this on my chart because honestly I don't like to know what conflict I have. I do think I don't have any conflict. I hate to think I have conflict. My mind is perfect. Right? It feels good to think you're perfect. What to do? But you've got to understand that somewhere I have to deal with this fact that often what I want may not be the best for me. For example, eating nail is not good for health. You agree, right, Cindy? Right. Similarly, somebody could be smoking. It's not good for the person. But the person thinks it's fine. You don't realize the problem you got. Because your bhava is trying to tell you, hey, it's a beautiful world. Everything is fine. There are no issues. You're okay. There's a constant, you are okay, I'm okay, chalta hai attitude that's coming from the bhava lagna. You are okay, I'm okay, we are okay. That's bhava lagna. I will leave it there because I don't think your mind is capable of taking more conflict today. Okay? What do you say?
Could you just give one example, put some more stuff up and see how it has moved?
You have sat in lagna and you would love to find more conflict. I'll pick some other person who
doesn't. No,
you
want
to find? You want to know?
I found 26 degrees difference between.
Yeah, not much. I've seen totally different signs, Kumbha and Meena and all that. Total conflict.
Taurus.
Think about, tell me, Taurus is the lagna.
Mithuna
lagna
and Pava is Taurus as well.
Right, so you think you are beautiful.
Yes.
No, she thinks, that's the power. She thinks I'm beautiful. Oh, I'm so charming. But it's Mithuna. The lagna is Mithuna. It can't be Taurus because the Taurus lagna is different. So she wants to wear shoes like Taurus and they don't fit her. Just like the Cinderella shoes. It hurts her legs. What to do? Try to understand there is a conflict between what you think you are and what you are. Or maybe it's good to think what you are. Maybe you're happy, it makes you happy. So what's wrong? I think my Baba lagna is in Aquarius. So my brain justifies all the Aquarius stuff. But that's not good for my lagna because it's 12th from the lagna. I am undermining my own self when I do such things. Rather than focusing on Jupiter, my brain is focusing on Saturn, the 12th house, Aquarius. How is that good for me? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at me. Is it good for me to do Aquarius things? Is it good for my lagna? No. It's good to focus on the lagna, on Meena. So, the extent to which, see, bhava lagna should not go away from lagna. If it goes away from lagna, your brain is making you feel good about something, and that is actually not good. It's causing you loss, it's causing you fall, you can't progress. Your brain likes to be in the 12th house. So, basically, you are losing out. Just from the lagna perspective, you think?
Taurus.
You think Taurus is better? I know. I like Aquarius is the best lagna. I think so. Cool guys, they make trash and they make money out of that. All the big machinery comes from there. They control the world and they tell the world, you are free. I rule democracy, you are all free. Actually, they are the ones who make the world slave. Saturn is the cause of slavery. But he tells the world, I give you freedom in exchange for work.
Communist philosophy.
And that's true. Communist is pure shiny. But Aquarius is even deadlier than communist. Communist has a social angle to it because moon is beneficial. Kumbha is the moon is negative.
Yes.
There is no. They don't believe in voting and all of that. You must have a proper vote, but I would have decided the results before. Because you don't know what is right. Some kind of a fascism. So do you understand? That is undermining the lagna. That's not good for the lagna. So, did you find the conflict inside you? Sometimes the lagna could be the same. That's fine. But then the conflict in the nakshatras will be too much. Sometimes the nakshatra is also the same. Then the conflict is in the nakshatra pada. Lagna says, become spiritual. Go in the dharmayana. Or go in mokshayana. And the bhava lagna says, forget it. Artha is your focus. So it's not just about lagna. It's not just about nakshatra. It's about nakshatra pada. I am not even talking about planets. I'm just talking about the lagna point. And you can clearly see the conflict in the back. Easy. And you know how to tempt somebody? Find out the bhava lagna. That's his weakness. Give him that gift and he's your best friend. Because that is what makes the mind happy. Okay. So next time you're going to choose a gift for somebody, don't bother about the lagna. Just don't bother. Just pick up the bhava lagna. Bhava lagna will tell him, look, this is good for you. You have seen that one?
Yes, with big eyes rolling. Yes.
That's it, you hypnotize and you are done. That's bhava lagna. Because that is what your brain tells is this is right for you.
What happens if we also know the other problem?
You think you can control it? You think I didn't know what was mine? You can't. It's very tough. This is where this real spirituality comes in. Who on earth can make me believe that this bhava lagna is wrong and the lagna is the truth? Who can do that? He who can do that shall be my lord. That's our definition of Ishta. He who can take me out of the dream world of Maya, whatever you may call it, Maya or whatever. What is God then? God is he who pulls me out of the bhava and puts me in the truth. Come on, get out of the sleep. That's one of the important definitions of God. So with this, we close the chapter on bhava lagna. We take a little break.